This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A senior aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Sunday in the wake of a state attorney general's report that the governor sexually harassed 11 women. Melissa DeRosa, secretary to the governor, issued a statement on Sunday night saying the past 2 years have been, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. An investigative report into the allegations against Cuomo found that DeRosa had been part of the effort to retaliate against one of the women who had spoken out publicly about Cuomo's behavior. In another development, a former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against Governor Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. The woman said she filed the report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. What he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS on Sunday. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing and resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden. However, Cuomo could soon face impeachment and removal from office by state lawmakers. Authorities in the United States said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with three people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States. However, it is only one of 11 major wildfires in California. CAL FIRE says the blaze remains contained at 21%, same as Saturday. This is VOA News. A United Nations panel of experts is releasing a key report Monday with the latest authoritative scientific information on climate change. The report will provide governments with up-to-date facts on the current impacts and future risks ahead of a UN climate summit this November in Glasgow, Scotland. It will also examine how various options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will affect the pace of climate change over the coming decades. Almost 200 countries have signed up to the landmark Paris Climate Accord, but since the last report was published in 2013, scientists have increasingly been saying that a goal of cooling the Earth by 1.5 degrees Celsius is probably now out of reach. They say warming of more than 1 degree Celsius has already taken place, and further rises in temperature are locked in due to the emissions already in the atmosphere. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that, quote, the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Diplomatic sources tell VOA that U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, and his counterparts from Russia, China, and Pakistan will meet in the Qatari capital, Doha, on Wednesday. That meeting will be preceded by a meeting on Tuesday of Afghanistan's immediate neighbors. Russia, the United Nations, and the United States have also been invited to Tuesday's meeting. The goal of both discussions will be to seek a possible common ground between two Afghan adversaries at a time when the Taliban have started occupying provincial capitals, according to the foreign ministry. And the Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan on Sunday, capturing three more provincial capitals as they take their fight to cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. And hundreds of people marched in Warsaw Sunday to protest political repression in neighboring Belarus. The demonstration in Poland came on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the Belarus presidential election, which critics say was rigged. The group includes many Belarusians living in exile in Poland. Some protesters carried the Belarusian opposition's red and white flag. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.